Indigenous Music Awards, and what does it mean to you and your community?
So the National Indigenous Music Awards is something where artists, Indigenous artists, are acknowledged for their work and win all these amazing awards with all these amazing performances. It means a lot to my community because it's a representation of Indigenous music, and it's amazing to see like such a variety of artists and genres and just personalities come together and be proud, and it's going to be such a great night.
What inspires your music, and what does the music mean to you?
What inspires my music? I'm a very nature-inspired person, so sitting around stories, that's my inspiration of, like, you know, things like Dreamtime stories that I've been told when I was younger and how they relate to my life, and I guess a bit of a juxtaposition of that. Music is such a way of beautifully expressing myself. I started off songwriting and then kind of went into music, but I love lyricism. That's something that I focus on a lot when it comes to songwriting and listening to other artists and, you know, self-reflection and stuff. And it's just a beautiful way of communicating as well. Like, because I sing in Anantliyokwa, my mother tongue, and in English, I think it's a beautiful way to archive a language.
How do you approach storytelling in your music?
It comes in different forms and in different thoughts, if that makes sense. Like, yep. You know, you could just be sitting there and something will hit you, a line, and you can just kind of build off that and build into the chorus, build into the verse. And it's just, whenever I songwrite, I like to think of a message that I'm trying to tell the listeners. Like, what am I singing about? How does it reflect in my life? And I like to keep it very raw and honest to that in reflection.
I was reading your bio on your website, and there was a story that you said about hearing other people sing.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was younger, we had a lot of male bands on the island, and so, you know, bands like Poison Whiskey, Yillaloa Band, who'd come over from Noongar, and during ceremonies and stuff, and when we'd have funerals, like, I was just so entranced by how beautiful the singing was and how much it moved me in a way that it kind of made me want to go, oh yeah, I want to do that too. But yeah, and then at night time you have these bands that totally rock out and their music is played all over the island. It's really cool.
That really does sound amazing, like, because you'd be on the island in nature with music, yeah, with your community. That'd be really, really good.
It's beautiful.
You mentioned messages before. What sort of messages do you want to put across to your audience in your music?
Well, coming from a community where it's such a male hierarchy system that still happens, and we still follow a very cultural law and way of living, I just want to, like, be a representation of what a woman can achieve, an Indigenous woman.
How do you think being part of the National Indigenous Music Awards will help to spread your music and spread the message?
I think it's a really great way for exposure and performing, because I'm going to be performing as well, and I'm so excited. I'm just so stoked to be sharing the stage with legends. I think it's a way for young Indigenous children, like, to turn on NITV and see young artists like myself be in the industry and hopefully inspire them to follow that path and to follow their dreams.